You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, kids, it's summer and we're going on vacation. Oh, yeah. Look at that, kids, the Grand Canyon. Wow. Oh, boy, the Redwood Forest. Those trees are over 2,000 years old. Mount Rushmore, how did they do that? Oh man, Niagara Falls, you can almost feel the mist, kids. Oh boy, wasn't that fun.
Get the lights, dear.
All right, Steve, that's it. This family is so tired of staying at home and watching your old 8mm travel movies. Yuck. Would you please break down and take the car to Perfection Auto Works so we can have a real vacation?
This summer, take America by storm and don't miss out on the real thing. Perfection Auto Works will make your car road ready to see the good old USA, from brakes to tires, and our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
And appreciate your being with us from the Protection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Great guest today, Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party, and one of the most proficient and respected lawyers in America, will be with us. And then we'll talk with Matt Klink, one of the most highly recommended GOP consultants out of Los Angeles. He appears nightly on very regular news on Channel 5, one of the most watched television stations in America, in the 12 million Los Angeles market. Let's talk with Jeff Rogers. Jeff, well, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, John. Glad to be here.
Using the words of George Conway, husband of the Kellyanne Conway, who worked for Donald Trump for 4 years, 2016 to 2020, the distance between now and the time we see a former president of the United States wearing an orange jumpsuit, that's a kind of crude way to put it, but is that possible? Possible.
Oh, it's quite easily possible. He's battling things on multiple fronts. I mean, probably the one that could happen the soonest would be a prosecution in Atlanta for election fraud to try to steal the Georgia election. That one's pretty clear cut. They've got him on tape, basically violating the law. And so I think that one might shape up sooner, because I don't think the Department of Justice is going to. They kind of have an informal policy that they don't interfere in anything that might be perceived as affecting an election for 90 days before the election. And we're within that period of time. So my prediction is that I don't think the Justice Department is going to come out with any charges against him until after the midterm election in November. But I think that the Atlanta prosecution could go forward. And boy, wouldn't that be fun to watch Mr. Trump tried in Fulton County, which is, a substantially. It's about like Washington, D.C. has a very substantial African-American population. I don't think he's going to get a very sympathetic jury in Atlanta, Georgia.
Let's talk about Mar-a-Lago and the raid. That seems so serious, the most treasured and dangerous secrets of the United States of America and a storage unit, I guess a safe-like compartment in Mar-a-Lago. That seems pretty clear, too, but is it?
I think it's pretty clear. You know, they're making much of the fact, well, he can just wave his wand and declassify documents. Well, one, that's not true. Number two, it doesn't matter whether they're classified documents or not. He was given multiple opportunities to return those documents to the National Archives and didn't do it. In January, they contacted the FBI and the National Archives asked for an investigation. The FBI then said, we've determined that you're holding on to materials you shouldn't, and some 15 or so boxes were turned over. And then again in June, more boxes were turned over, and the FBI issued a subpoena to get the rest of these last boxes that he still has, and he refused to honor the subpoena, and instead he had a lawyer certify to the FBI that all classified documents had been turned over to the government and the National Archives already. That turned out to be a lie, which could get the lawyer in a heap of trouble unless he was relying solely upon assurances that Donald Trump told him. But I wouldn't want to be that lawyer sitting there staring down the barrel of the Department of Justice right now. So not only did he lie, but he refused to turn any more of those over. So the Department of Justice's hands were tied. And, I mean, this worked its way through the top of the FBI to Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI appointed by Trump, and who is a lifelong Republican, who's a lawyer, who's a member of the Federalist Society. I mean, you wouldn't think Trump could get a better audience than Christopher Wray, but Christopher Wray signed off on the warrant. And then it went to the Department of Justice. And when it involves this kind of sensitive information, it has to go to almost the top of the Justice Department. But they outdid that. The senior officials in the Justice Department approved the warrant. And then what happened was they said, well, this is so sensitive, it went on to the Attorney General himself, Merrick Garland, who then approved the warrant personally. And then that had to be signed off by a federal judge, and it was. And you have to imagine that judge was, and these FBI agents, you know, had to have dotted every I and crossed every T in order to make sure this met the strictest view of the law. And I'm sure that it did. And oh, by the way, most people don't realize this, but the vast majority of FBI agents have law degrees. Many of them aren't licensed lawyers, but they were recruited out of law school by the FBI. And a lot of people don't realize that. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, an agency with the highest standards in the entire United States of any law enforcement agency. And so, you know, I'm confident that they knew they had him by the short hairs before they issued this warrant.
Well, to complete this trifecta, and I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, the identification of all the buzzards that are circling, but Donald Trump invoked his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. He testified under oath. That was midweek in New York. Attorney General's long-running civil investigation into his business dealings. That didn't look well for him. Good
no.
for him.
It didn't. And what happens in a civil case is that it's different than a criminal case. A jury will be told you cannot hold a defendant's silence against them, and you cannot assume guilt just because they take the Fifth Amendment or don't testify. It's not that way in a civil case. In a civil case, if it's a trial by judge, the judge can basically take a negative inference from the fact that you took the Fifth Amendment and assume that means you've got something to hide. And not only that, if it goes to a jury, the jury would be instructed that you can take a negative inference from that, and frankly, you could convict him on just the fact that he refused to answer the questions. So that's a civil case, and now you compound that with the other civil case or the other criminal case that's in New York with the district attorney, and now that Alan Weisselman, his chief financial officer, has already pled guilty, he is facing something like 15 years in prison if he testifies untruthfully. So he has agreed to testify, and that means that basically his testimony is going to bring down the Trump organization. It's going to be dismembered from the testimony of its own certified chief financial officer. So, I mean, the wagons are circled around Donald Trump, and he's got to be going nuts. And you know, and you compound that with the fact that a lot of the crazy people he's endorsed are now way behind in the polling. And he's going to do some major, major damage to the Republican Party. At this point in time, I predict that the Democrats will hold on to the Senate and maybe even gain a seat or two, which will then allow them to do some things that they couldn't do without the help of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. They may not need their votes anymore if we pick up a couple extra seats.
Yeah, we'll get to them in just a moment, but we've got Rudy. And while we were in Georgia, I forgot to stop and visit the Rudy Giuliani situation. He's the target of criminal investigations into possible illegal attempts by then-President Donald Trump and others to interfere with the 2020 general election in Georgia. Prosecutors informed the attorneys the former New York mayor there is right in the middle of it. How much jeopardy is he facing at the moment?
I think he's in deep trouble, too. He's already been suspended from the bar in the only two jurisdictions he had a license, which is Washington, D.C. and New York State. So so he can't practice law. And, you know, and he just doubles down every day. Every day I look at him and think, you know, this is just a shell of the man he was in 2001. And he doubles down on it every day. Yesterday he was quoted as saying all kinds of things that are legally incorrect about the Espionage Act and what you have to prove to convict somebody of it. He just goes out there and just throws lies out as bad as Trump does.
You mentioned Sinema. Apparently this Arizona Democratic senator single-handedly thwarted her party's longtime goal of raising taxes on wealthy investors. We all know that. Receiving nearly $1 million over the past year from these private equity professionals, hedge fund managers, and venture capitalists whose taxes would have increased under the plan. Did this save her vote on the vast environment bill? And did that save her from the shady way it appears that she's bought and paid for?
No. She's bought and paid for, and she's done as a Democrat, and I don't think she has a prayer trying to run as an independent, of course not a Republican, because look at, after all, a Republican Party that would nominate Blake Masters wouldn't touch a reasonable person. So I think her career is done, and I think she's smart enough to know that she's done, because if Ruben Gallego runs against her, he'll wipe the floor with her. One of the polls I saw showed him beating her 70-30%.
Wow.
So, you know, she wouldn't have a prayer in a primary with Ruben Gallego. Now, he might not be the strongest general election candidate we could field. I think that would probably be Greg Stanton. But, you know, I'm okay with either of them, and I'll work my tail off for anybody who runs against her. Her only prayer is that there are multiple candidates in the field to divide up the vote. And I think the Democratic Party is going to be disciplined enough that that's not going to happen.
Jeff, I want to take a break and talk about Lake, Finchem, and Masters. We're talking about Governor, Secretary of State, heartbeat away from the governor and Masters. As you cannot even believe that we live in a state that has these nominees so close to these powerful offices, and how much of a danger that is to all of us, as well as democracy itself. Let me take a quick break. Come back, talk about those three, if you will, please. Back in just a moment. Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
From the Perfection Network Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, Jeff Rogers, one of the best defense lawyers in America and former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County. Well, we got Lake and Fitchum and Masters. Lake running for governor, Fitchum for secretary of state, Masters for the U.S. Senate. I'd laugh at this if it were not so damn serious. I really would. I'd laugh like hell. I'm not laughing. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, it's frighteningly serious, and it's hard to estimate which one of them is the worst or could do the most damage. Lake is pretty bad. I mean, she buys into all these false conspiracy theories and lies. She just this morning, or was it yesterday, endorsed an Oklahoma state senator who's a complete out-and-out anti-Semite and proud of it. And so, you know, she's a dangerous lunatic. But perhaps the most frightening one of all of them is Fitchum. Because, I mean, he'd be a heartbeat away from whoever the governor is. And, you know, this state has seen a lot of secretary of states become governor through deaths, through impeachment, through resignations, and more. And so he's a really dangerous lunatic. Rusty Bowers gave an interview to the Washington Post the other day where he said that he's clearly by far the dumbest representative in the Arizona State Legislature. I have to concur with that. You know, he dresses up in this little drugstore cowboy uniform that he, you know, this little fake cowboy, and tries to pretend that he's from Arizona when he's actually from, I think it's Michigan or Illinois. But, you know, he was basically crowded out of there and kind of left in a scandal. And so he, you know, as a police officer, so he reinvented himself out here as an Arizonan, but he's a really dangerous man. I'm very hopeful, and I'm somewhat optimistic. All three of these people are going to lose, and lose by decent margins, and that it's going to cause a real reevaluation within the state party and Republican Party, and they're going to have to start to think, you know, this state is turning purple. We have to have people who are a little more middle of the road and aren't from the crazy wing of our party. And Karen Taylor Robeson, if that election had maybe another 30 days left, I think she would have caught Lake, because she started with no name recognition in the single digits, and she barely lost. And I think that, you know, rational people were starting to realize that Lake is just crazy and has no business being on the election at all. So I think that hopefully the Republican Party gets a whip in here and learns from it, because, you know, we need a rational Republican Party as at least an alternative to the Democratic Party, but we definitely don't need these crazies to run our state.
Now, Frank Fitchum was a cop in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and they said will not rehire. They wouldn't rehire him. It was not rehirable. Hey, of course, he can be Secretary of State, he says, in Arizona. Crazy. Nut. I mean, he is frightening and crazy. And
he really is. It's hard to think of anybody who might be more crazy than him in the state of Arizona who's currently involved in Republican politics. Wendy Rogers is up there, but I think he still takes the cake from her.
And dumber than nine chickens, as we used to say back in Kansas. Let me ask about Masters, if you will. He's got television spots running saying, we ban abortion in every state in the union, whatever it may, and we will put every doctor that does an abortion in jail. That's not going to go over well, I don't think, but
What do you think?
No, I don't think so, not in the general election. You know, look at what happened in Kansas, of all places in the world, in this country. I mean, you're from Kansas. Did you expect that result?
No.
I thought it might be close, and that the, you know, the people backing, you know, bodily freedom and choice would win maybe by a small margin. But boy, that was a big, big margin. And so if you translate that into a state that's actually slightly more moderate in Arizona, you know, I don't think Blake Masters is going to go very far. And there's a weird thing going on with Blake Masters. He and that Senate candidate from J.D. Vance from Ohio are backed by this billionaire Peter Thiel. And he has bankrolled, I think he gave $13 million to bankroll Blake Masters in this race, and maybe an equal amount in Ohio for J.D. Vance. But he's done that before, and then he somehow backs off and doesn't give them support for the general election. And right now, the Republican Party has pulled many of the ads that they had reserved to purchase for the general election on behalf of Blake Masters and to attack Mark Kelly. And so they've pulled back in Ohio. They've pulled back in Arizona and one other state, Pennsylvania, which also has another, you know, television kook running there for Senate. So there are questions today as to how they're spending their money, whether it's wisely or not, and they're running out of money, and they're not getting the donations that they would expect, partially because a lot of that's going to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's not spending that money on to help out Republican candidates. He's basically hoarding it. He's basically turned this into a scheme for profit to you know, constantly. And he made over $1 million in contributions in each day, the 2 days after the search warrant was issued, by sending out millions of emails to former supporters saying, you know, I'm being treated unfairly, fund my defense. You know, and he's basically sucking all the air out of the room when it comes to fundraising. So, you know, the Republican Party's in deep trouble, and Mitch McConnell admitted it just the other day. He didn't come right out and say it, but basically, if you read between the lines, he was saying we've got these crazy candidates that aren't going to win because they are all Trumpsters.
The Masters backers, the PayPal guy, right?
Right.
Is that
PayPal guy? He was also one of the first big investors besides Zuckerberg in Facebook. Now, he's not involved in it anymore, but he was on the board of Facebook for a while.
Good Lord. It seems to me that the Republican Party has to reevaluate itself. And I think only a series of really dramatic losses across the board is going to force them to do so, because the ghost of Trump is going to haunt them for the next decade. And that's not going to be good for them or for the country.
No, it's not. And you know, I hate to say it, but we do need a vibrant Republican Party that's rational and reasonable and maybe has alternative ideas than the Democratic Party does. But these people are not the party of ideas. They're the party of hate and of divisive social issues. Right. They're not coming up with anything policy-wise that's of any interest to American people. They don't have a platform to run on except for hatred of Democrats, hatred of liberals, and their divisive social issues.
Jeff Rogers, thanks so much for being with me. I really, truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, John.
Thank you. Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party, one of the best defense lawyers in America. Coming up next, the Republican side of the story from Matt Klink in Los Angeles.
Miss Ratchet, I'm here to pick up my car. You said it would be ready today.
I'm not sure what you are talking about.
No, I dropped it off and gave you the keys. Now one of us is crazy, and it's not me.
Mr. McMurphy, your hand is staining my window.
Okay, look, I need my car ready or not. I brought it in to get the shocks fixed and the front end aligned. Now just give me the keys, and I'm out of here.
Sit down and join the others, and we'll give your car its shock treatment.
Nah, I'm not falling for this chicken hen crap.
Mr. McMurphy, step in our back room. We need to discuss something with you.
Okay, Chief, you guys, get in the car. We're going to Perfection Auto Works. You know, you loons have got to be as whacked as me to bring your car to Cuckoo's Nest Auto Repair.
When you need a way to cut your mind from the other crazy repair shops, no lobotomy here, just old-fashioned slice and dice on all your car and truck repair needs. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, Matt Klink, one of the most respected strategists for the GOP, one of the highest-ranked GOP consultants in all of America, talking to us from Los Angeles. Here's Matt Klink. Hi, Matt. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, John. Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. I'm talking with Jeff Rogers, the great lawyer, a former chair of the Democratic Party. We were talking about the greatest threats to Donald Trump. Talked about Mar-a-Lago, the Georgia investigation, and of course taking the fifth about his business dealings. That's just the beginning. What threatens Trump the most and concerns you the most?
You know what? What threatens Donald Trump the most is just an overabundance of negative publicity. The biggest challenge right now that all of these lawsuits have is that lawsuits are supposed to be out of the realm of politics. So if the federal government's going to charge Donald Trump for allegedly doing something wrong, they need to file their case and put it before a judge. And unlike the January 6th committee, which was skewed because they only had one party driving everything, Trump will get his day in court and he will get an equal opportunity to depose witnesses. And the same thing in New York State and in Georgia. I mean, look, John, if I had a nickel for every time that Donald Trump was going to jail for something that he's alleged to have done wrong, I would be a wealthy man right now. So
well, keep that orange jumpsuit in the closet then. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yep. I mean, my advice to the people who want this, put up or shut up. It's time. You know, stop making threats. Stop going into the newspaper and leaking information. File your case before a court and let a judge or a jury make a decision. Otherwise, it's just politics and spin put out by people who want to either raise up or knock down Donald Trump.
Well, I had talked to you so many times about the Supreme Court ruling on abortion and how it might affect the midterm elections coming up in November. Now we got the Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago, other Georgia investigations, the Fifth Amendment taken hundreds of times in his financial dealings case. Does that affect the midterms? What has changed? Because you and I talked in April, we talked in May, and you said this is a tsunami of Republican wins.
It will be a wave election in November. I'd say the tsunami has quieted a little bit, but inflation far and away is a more important issue than any abortion ruling or Donald Trump taking the fifth. The fact that milk is up 47.3% year over year, that gas is still up over when Joe Biden became president, and most importantly, that Joe Biden's approval rating is below 41% right now, that's the biggest indicator that it will not be a pretty election night for Democrats, certainly in the House. The Senate, I think we can have a little different conversation. I had said that I thought the Republicans were going to take the Senate too. But look, Mitch McConnell said it best. It depends on the quality of the candidate and the messages that those candidates are putting forward. So right now, I would say it's a wave election in the House and it's still a toss-up in the Senate.
Well, we're also talking about literally a success story for Joe Biden in the current huge piece of legislation with the environment involved and all kinds of situations that I think the Democrats have been working for a considerable period of time. Is that going to make any difference?
No, because nothing will happen. I mean, nothing will have happened by November. But was it really a success? A 16-cent per barrel excise tax on crude, doubling the excise tax on coal, a new methane fee, subsidiaries for renewables, which we know will only distort the market. And ultimately, what's going to happen is Arizona consumers are just like California consumers. I'm sure your energy bills have gone up. You can thank the government for that.
You know, let me take you to Arizona for a moment. We have three Trump-supported candidates for major office. So Lake for governor, of course, and, of course, Fincham for Secretary of State, and then Masters for the U.S. Senate. No one that I've talked to, and I'm talking about hardcore Republicans, believes these are the best qualified people for these jobs. No one. They may like them. They may vote for them. But no one thinks they're qualified, for God's sake. Do you?
Well, look, it's not my... ultimately, the decision about qualification is ultimately made by the voters. So, look, do you have any doubt in Wyoming that Liz Cheney was less qualified than Harriet Hageman? The answer is, of course not. But she didn't adhere to, she wasn't on the same page as the majority of voters in her district. So, look, I would say in Arizona with three candidates, I mean, your state is as purple can get. And I think that... if Mr. Kelly does a great job at turning out the vote, I think that he will be successful over Blake Masters. Similarly with, with Katie Hobbs, and similarly with the Democrat Secretary of State. But they're facing steep headwinds because inflation is just, it's ripping things apart. Families are making decisions about what they're buying at the supermarket, whether it's a name brand or a less expensive brand. They're paying more for gas. Rents are up. I mean, all of the indicators are not good for Democrats. And they can talk about, oh, look what we're doing for green energy and environmental sustainability. If you can't afford to feed your family, that's what people care about more urgently.
How interested is the public in the midterms here? We've seen midterms with little interest and some with quite a bit of interest. Where are we in this one?
You know, that's a great question. So, and I think that that's why on the generic ballot right now, it's 44-44 for a generic question of who do you support more, Republicans or Democrats. I think that the Democrats are finally getting reengaged on this election. That I think that the Roe v. Wade ruling that overturned it, I think that that woke up some Democrats. But I think that the converse of that is the unintended consequence of the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. I think that that will serve to turn out even more Republicans who are angry and frustrated at what they see as a Justice Department and an FBI that instead of playing it down the middle, they're calling balls and strikes.
Yeah, but come on, the most treasured and important secrets of the United States of America in a safe in a hotel with a former president? Good Lord, really?
Classified documents on a server in a bathroom, or 30 million documents in Obama's basement, or what's-his-face, Sandy Berger, Bill Clinton's national security advisor, going into the National Archive and stuffing national security documents down his pants and getting caught? I mean, come on, John. I mean, I think that, again, this was an alleged leak from the FBI. We don't know what the documents actually were. So let's wait and see what they are before we convict and hang former President Donald Trump.
I saw your California governor on the front page of our paper today here in Tucson, Arizona. A great many Californians, and I don't know how many you could count over there, want Newsom rather than Biden. How smart would that be?
Oh, John, it was shocking. There was an Institute for Government Studies poll that came out on Friday, and 60% of California Democrats, now mind you, California Democrats are not mainstream Democrats. They're pretty left. 60% of them do not want Joe Biden to run for re-election. A similar number doesn't want Kamala Harris to run for re-election. They like Gavin Newsom, in part because he's younger, he's been more aggressive, and he has been vocally and visibly taking on some of the more high-profile Republican governors, DeSantis and Abbott in Florida and Texas, respectively. Look, I think the Democrats, they want a fighter. I mean, an 80-year-old man, no offense to 80-year-old men out there.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't get personal with this. Okay.
No, but look.
I have a birthday coming up, okay? And I'm 79, so watch it.
Yeah, no, but look, Joe Biden is not feared. The guy can barely walk. He shuffles everywhere. I mean, I think that Americans, to be honest with you, they don't want either Biden or Trump to run. They want new blood in the office. They want a change in Washington, D.C. I'd say that If you're over 70 years of age, don't run for president of the United States right now.
Well, that excludes me. I'll take Newsom. I'll take Newsom anytime. No, seriously. First of all, he's a damn good-looking guy. I mean, I'm not.
You can have him, John.
Hey, well, that may be true, but you know, I mean, he's got a lot of characteristics that you should say, "Well, I want to make a movie about this," and then California would be the place to do that. He's the movie candidate, isn't he?
He's very charismatic. Oh, absolutely. No, he's got a family that's out of central casting. With young kids, a very successful wife, some accomplishments that he can hang his hats on in California, especially if you're a progressive. So he'll be really popular in like Seattle and New York City and Boston.
And my house.
The question is, how does he play? How will he play in Peoria? What will he do in the middle of the country? That's where elections are resolved these days.
Well, I think any illness to Biden, any stumble, I mean, physical stumble, falling down or, not being able to get in the car, as Hillary was supposedly not be able to get in the car because of the heat or whatever the reason, I think that would tilt toward the Democrats saying, we got to get somebody else here. And I would be the first to champion that cause because I like Newsom. I like the way he handled the recall effort. He just trumped the guy, beat the hell out of him. And I mean trumped.
Absolutely. Yes. He's a good candidate. He is a very good candidate. He will certainly be in consideration after the 2022 elections.
You know, my son, who produced my radio show for about 25 years, lives in Huntington Beach and has been in California now for, 5 years almost. And he likes Newsom a lot. He thinks a lot of people that he talks with, of course, he lives near the beach, think Newsom's the real answer to the Democrats' problem in 2024. But let's go back to Trump for a moment here. People keep asking me, is Trump going to run again? I don't know. But is he headed in that? Do all the signs through all of this terrible craziness in the courts point to another run by Trump? And how successful could he be?
You know, the answer is he's got $100 million in the bank that clearly he's acting like a candidate. But, you know, I personally, Matt Klink, hopes that someone else gets an opportunity to run because, look, 2024 has the potential to be a gangbuster year for Republicans. The Democrats defend 24 of 33 Senate seats. The Republicans could run the show if they nominate the right candidate in 2024. And I mean, look, Donald Trump got more votes than any Republican presidential candidate in American history. Kudos to him. Unfortunately, he's so polarizing that his opponent, a guy that could barely string two sentences together and campaign out of his basement, got 81 million votes. So I'd say it's time to nominate someone else, and Trump can still exert enormous influence on the party.
There ought to be a Trump fatigue building, even among the most ardent supporters, but perhaps there is not.
Oh, I've seen it. Oh, no, absolutely, John. There is a huge Trump fatigue. Look, some of his policies were incredibly successful and very popular, but every day it's an emotional roller coaster ride when you listen to what he says and what he tweets. Because if he's thinking it, it's coming out across the internet, and nobody should be that available under any. It's not good. It's not healthy, and it's certainly not good if you're the leader of the most powerful country in the world.
Well, Matt Klink, you're one of the smartest people I know. I want you to stay with me. You got to take you to the top of the hour with me. I hope you can hang on for that. I have so many other questions I want to get out of the way before we conclude this interview. But stay with me through this break, and I'll come back with you if that's okay with you.
I love it. That's great.
Back in a moment. From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories store in Arizona.
Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest, Matt Klink, GOP strategist and consultant in Los Angeles. The one thing that disappoints me, Matt, is that, you know, some of these issues that are so critical to our survival, such as, let's point this one out, water, threaten all of us here. I remember the time when we couldn't wash our cars and do kinds of things like water our lawn or whatever. Nobody's talking about that, but they are talking about we're going to run out of water. That's California. That's Nevada. That's New Mexico. That's everything. And if that happens, there's no more home building because nobody's going to allow another home to be built until we have a water supply that is sufficient. And we're going to stop having an economy. You talk about a recession now, it will be a depression then. Why, you know, it seems to me beyond Trump, and beyond the madness, beyond the stupidity, we ought to start talking about some things from the politicians that may be able to solve the problem that will at least generate some reaction or action toward a pending apocalypse.
John, you're yes, I agree. I mean, look, water is a classic example. You know, you have, you know, I don't know how, I know water issues very, very well in my state. I know them less well in Arizona, but you have historical water rights in the state where people are allowed to draw unlimited amounts of water so long as it stays within their, you know, within their purview of where they are. And I mean, look, we're approaching 40 million people in California. The states along the Colorado River, where California gets significant amounts of its water from, are all growing. Nevada, Arizona, California, Utah, I mean, all of those states are just drawing more and more water. And the sad part is that in parts of California where we do have rain up in Northern California, they're not investing in long-term storage projects. So, I mean, more dams to hold water when we have it. So, yeah, I think that something clearly needs to be done. This is a federal issue that needs to be taken care of. You know, they have the Colorado River Accords that they work on that multi-state agency works on, but ultimately someone from the federal government, and it's a U.S. primary, a U.S. Senate related issue, they need to really buckle down and figure out a long-term solution, because you're right, it affects home building, it affects, you know, agriculture, and the Western United States, we send products all over the world, create hundreds of thousands of jobs, and keep the economy moving. If we don't have water, everything shuts down.
Well, we ought to ask Kerry Lake, the Republican candidate for governor. Ms. Lake, go look at one. It doesn't exist as you remember it, perhaps. It's amazing to me that we've done that. Charles is a caller to our show. Charles, you're with Matt Klink, GOP strategist consultant from Los Angeles. Charles.
Hi. You know, something that no one ever seems to bring up is rainwater harvest. And there are companies here in Tucson that do a beautiful job of ducting rainwater, the rainwater off the roofs onto very, very large storage. There's a lot of economic incentive for tax reasons to store water in the desert. And if many more of us did that, it would significantly decrease the water usage of or the demand on water from the municipalities. I get the vast majority of my water at my house from that. From water harvesting, and I use very, very little for the city. I've also lowered my water use to 8 gallons a day. And if people would do stuff like that, there just would be. And this is neither a Republican nor a Democrat issue. This is a water issue. And I would like for you to address
why we don't do more of that and why we don't hear more about it, especially in the media, where it would be easy for us and cost us nothing to talk about it.
Thanks, Charles. Go ahead, Matt.
No, look, that's a great point that Charles just made. And water is a nonpartisan issue because everybody needs it. It's in many cases, it's more valuable than oil. You know, I remember that famous Mark Twain quote that said, water is for drinking and whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting about. And it becomes territorial, you know, which state gets more. It needs a comprehensive solution. But, you know, Charles, there are lots of issues like that. Water is one. John, you and I have talked about this issue five or six times at least. Immigration is another one. And both parties think that they can make hay with their base voters about their solution to immigration so they don't understand a compromise. There are lots of issues out there that are ripe for a solution if the two sides were willing or even interested in sitting down and talking. So, I mean, look, the Democrats used reconciliation for the second time to pass their misnamed Inflation Reduction Act. It got no Republican votes. So, you know, and Joe Biden continues to rule through executive order. He did more executive orders on climate change. So guess what? When their next Republican president comes in, he or she will sign an executive order wiping out all of Biden's executive orders. And Biden did it to Trump. Trump did it to Obama. Obama did it to Bush. So, I mean, our system is not functioning the way it was intended on many things. And we need more politicians who are at least willing to talk to each other. Because if we can't talk, we can't figure out what the points of agreement and disagreement are.
Well, do you see these divisions coming together in any way, shape, or form through the next couple of years through 2024? I don't, but perhaps you do.
No, I don't, unless something major happens that will require the American public to get refocused and prioritize a different issue. You know, the sad part is that it's going to take something like a 9/11 or the Iraq invasion of Kuwait or something significant like that. And it could be a domestic issue too, John. But right now, I think that we are in a very, very closely divided country, and the coasts are much more progressive than the rest of the United States, and the coasts have a lot of people. So it's not going to be sorted out anytime soon.
Matt Klink, thanks so much for joining us in the show. I really, truly appreciate it. It's always great talking with you. Always learn from you, and always appreciate the part of the weekend that you've given us. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's my pleasure. I will say real quick, because I know you got to run.
Yep.
All that being said about lack of compromise, if you don't vote, you don't get to influence the process. That's the key. Everybody who's listening, make sure you vote. I don't care how you vote, just vote.
Wise words. Thanks, Matt. Good to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios and Mike Emery, who is, I think, one of the best auto repair owners in America. I depend on him so greatly, and so many of my friends do as well. I want to thank Mike Emery and Perfection Auto Works for their sponsorship of our show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars.
You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.